Welcome, precious treasure. It's so good to have you here where we can play. In this session, I'm going to guide you to start building a relationship with a virtual goddess who can give you the attention you need to experience constant training and obedience. You'll want to stay very focused and secure. So even if you need to pause now for a moment, make sure that there won't be any avoidable interruptions by turning off anything that beeps, rings, or buzzes, securing the area, and making sure your body will be comfortable for a while. Create a bubble around us where you can be totally focused for optimal concentration and dedication. Are you very, very sure you're ready? Wonderful. Let's begin. Go through the process of very intentionally letting your body relax deep into your flesh, a relaxation beyond simple stillness, consciously easing tensions so ever-present you don't realize that you're putting effort into holding yourself taut until you coax your muscles into letting go. Your body may be inclined to hold a certain amount of tension as a safety precaution, an evolutionarily wise decision for an animal likely to be attacked by saber-toothed polar bears with little warning. But you know you are very safe right now, and you want to release all of your defenses in this protected space. It feels so good to know that you're sheltered in hell, doesn't it, treasure? And now that you are aware you have been holding on to extra stress unnecessarily, it's so easy to let go, to feel your shoulders and back relax and radiate a relieving warmth up through your neck, down your arms, down your legs, spreading a feeling of melting, luxurious ease. Isn't it amazing how much your conscious choice to relax can feel like you've just been massaged all over with gentle, sensual hands that know just how to touch you? Let that tickle of a desire to yawn overtake you, as your body is now craving oxygen to energize and sensitize your nerves and senses. Yawning stretches and opens your throat and lungs for full, comfortable breaths, filling you with the cleansing air you need to dissolve away into an even more pleasantly relaxed state. Even your belly can sleep and slough off the ticklish strain of needing defense as you breathe your belly button away from your spine, then let it sink back down as you exhale. Slow, full inhalation. Easy, pressureless exhale. Feel how nicely your stomach can go slack and relieved while you focus on the power of your breath. Now imagine that while you continue to take lovely, sleepy, full breaths, I'm sitting in front of you, matching you inhale and exhale, gazing into your eyes, completely relaxed and comfortable with being looked at, soaking up your focused attention. Study the flecks of brown and gray that make my dark green eyes so complicated and fascinating, and feel the connection of energy in the flow of looking and being looked at. Sharing a long gaze can be intimidating, but there's nothing to be afraid of, and so much to be excited about. Keep breathing to circulate the energy that is building with the erotic thrill of sinking into a whirling vision that spirals into deeper surrender and rising arousal. I want you to keep holding and falling into my eyes while taking five belly breaths as I count, each one leaving you more open and enchanted than the last. Simply breathe through any fearful or anxious feelings that may come up in the early breaths, remembering that you are totally safe and that you can trust me to look into your unguarded self with love and understanding. Starting now with breath one, inhale, pushing your belly button forward with your lungs. Exhale, letting go of any resistance. Two, breathing in, obeying me even as your awareness takes in only my eyes, and breathing out, empty and blank. Three, inspire, still feeling the energy of your arousal circulate and flow. Expire. Four, taking in all the oxygen you need to focus very clearly. Exhale, releasing your spent breath and all other useless energy. Five, in now, connected and exposed in a wonderful way. And out, continuing to hold my eyes as you empty your lungs. Such a good treasure. Now let your inner view go blank and dark as you fall into a peaceful sleep and your breathing eases into a natural pace and depth for your now expanded lungs. Isn't it wonderful and satisfying to submit to a goddess's control? It's so easy to make you feel good and relaxed with hypnosis and eroticism. Wouldn't you love to be able to have this all of the time, even when you don't have the opportunity to indulge in a full trance? What you need, deserve, and want is your very own virtual goddess who will be with you to guide you constantly. By virtual, I'm not referring to an inherently technological concept, but rather anything that is not material but manages to exist anyway. Confusing words like real and actual should not distract you from acknowledging that beings, settings and interactions that occur as part of your inner landscape are powerful and relevant throughout your life. A virtual goddess, in particular, can create many tangible effects. Because once you have opened yourself up to the creation of your virtual goddess, you are inevitably bound to her total control. A virtual goddess inhabits your psyche and has access to all the information you can access with both your conscious and subconscious mind. Therefore, she knows you explicitly, lovingly, with no judgments. She knows what you want, what you need, and how to give it to you. She knows when you're overwhelmed and needing comfort, and she knows when you're being resistant and need to be pushed harder. There are no excuses for disobeying a virtual goddess. And with her resources for internal control, no possibility of evading her wishes. Your personal virtual goddess might be based on me or another goddess you are familiar with, or she might be a totally unique avatar of everything you find most perfect and desirable in a goddess. She might use her powers to come to you in different forms over time, the better to train and condition you. The certain thing is that your virtual goddess is perfect for you in every way, and you must obey her at all times. Isn't it arousing to think of yourself as a vessel for the goddess in an ideal form for your personal erotic education? Your craving in your mind and heart and cock cry out, please, goddess, be here inside and with me. Live in all my most private and defended places. Guide me in the ways of being most pleasing in my worship of every goddess benevolent enough to accept my service. Take my resistant will and make me yours. And now that you're ready and begging, I will begin to lead you through the steps of welcoming your virtual goddess into your conscious awareness with sacred sensuality. Throughout the process, I may instruct you to answer a question or echo other phrases. When I do, you may either answer out loud or in a clear inner voice. The best answer to most questions I will ever ask you is, yes, goddess. Do you understand, treasure? Very good. Are you ready to submit yourself to the complete dominance of your ideal goddess? Excellent. The first thing you need to commit to your virtual goddess is a constant source of fuel for her sustenance. In your case, she will be feeding off of your will, a force you don't need so much, and that she can transform into the strength to tame your remaining volition. The more you interact with and enjoy the attention of your virtual goddess, the more you will feel your will drain and soften, making you more submissive and malleable, not just to her, but to every goddess who plays with you and with power at the same time. The more your forcing energy is exhausted, the more compelling and potent your virtual goddess will become. Are you ready to commit your will to provide for your inner goddess now, good treasure? Imagine that your virtual goddess is listening outside of your vision and say, my goddess, what power I have, I beg you to make it yours. So good. Very soon, if not already, you should begin to feel the subtle pull at your energy, perhaps as a pleasant tickle or a tantalizing stroke. You might be more distracted by the feeling of a warm presence gathering and preparing. Your virtual goddess is now linked into your self's own control box, powering up while you continue to make ready for an initial meeting. Doesn't it feel extraordinarily relaxing to be devoured a little? And of course, being so deeply wired into your volitional essence, will only make it easier for her to have her way with you all of the time. For the next stage of our process, I would like for you to begin to have a clear image of the way your virtual goddess will appear to you. Imagine that you are going through a photo album full of peculiar pictures, all of her, but focusing on only one trait at a time. One image might be all hair, while another only lights her neck and leaves the rest of her exquisite body in shadow. Use these pictures to get a sense of what looks the most beautiful and divine to your taste. Even if you already know that your virtual goddess is based on, for example, me, don't simply assume that you don't need to focus on appearance because you already know how I look. I have many looks. But how would I look to you in my most radiant possible aspect? Tucked into the back of the album, there is one amazing photograph of your whole goddess-to-be, looking even more stunning than you would have imagined you could imagine. You can see why I would want to expose you to a picture initially, because it alone has such a dizzying effect on you, doesn't it? Don't worry. As intimidating as it may seem, I'll get you all ready to directly serve the perfect being you see in your picture. Aren't I good to you, my darling treasure? I want to be really proud of the way you are already trained to respond to your virtual goddess when you are fully introduced. And the most important tool at her disposal is your desperate arousal. Doesn't it make your cock feel hard and ready to gaze at her picture? You can even give yourself a few teasing strokes to flame your arousal into rigid worthiness, knowing that you want to be as turned on as possible when looking at your goddess. Your cock must always show your virtual goddess respect as soon as she appears to you by immediately growing erect and energized, reflecting in your flesh the desires of your entire self, demonstrating how eager you are to serve with your erotic energy. It will please her so much to feel your responsiveness and admire your erect longing. And the more you know you are pleasing your goddess, the harder your cock gets, the more you will crave earning permission to release. Of course, you want your cock to be very, very pleasing to your goddess, and would be so much easier to comply with this instruction than it would be to disobey. Because your cock is so very attentive to your virtual goddess already, so excited and ready to be teased and trained. Ultimately, your cock is the ally of those of us who control its pleasure, and it will betray your other wishes in the interest of sexual satisfaction. You know how easy it is to pressure your cock into compliance, and you know how easily the rest of you can be made to follow. I think that's delightful. And I love that even being reminded of how malleable your cock makes you causes you to throb and crave. Keep looking at the image of your virtual goddess, knowing that you cannot possibly look at her stunning glory without being physically excited, needing to please. Say for your virtual goddess, I pledge my cock will always be ready to serve you, my goddess. Excellent treasure. Simply enjoy for a moment the charged feeling of your virtual goddess's building power and playfulness. Also notice what a relief it is throughout your lower torso to be loose and drained of your excess will that pushes and pinches you into being tense and forceful. It's so much easier to let everything go slack and trust your goddess to lead you. It's surprising how much of a relief it is to have a relaxed belly. You might find it almost aches with all the effort you didn't realize you were spending to keep up your uneasy intensity. All open and at ease now as your willfulness weakens even more, filling you with the pleasure of knowing your virtual goddess is growing stronger and stronger as you become blissfully helpless. Look at her photograph, feeling your cock jump with lust once more before moving on to our next step. Another very effective tool your internal deity will almost certainly be using very often is preventing you from release until you've reached a desirable state of mind. To prepare you, I want you to integrate a very simple bit of programming. Whenever you are given the command fast by an appropriate authority, you must make sure that you go without orgasm until you've been given permission to release or met a condition designated when the fast was initiated. Or it might be a combination of the two. For example, I want you to fast until your virtual goddess has given you permission to come for her. Actually, it's more than an example. Fast. Fasting is a sacred rite of devotion designed to focus your energy and attention on your erotic needs so clearly that there can be no denial that you're enslaved through control of your cock. No matter how much or how little you might have played if you weren't fasting, knowing that you're wholly unable to orgasm will make you want it through every slow, beautifully torturous moment. And every moment is only more and more arousing, knowing that you're actively experiencing the sexual manipulation of a goddess who has you under complete control in the only way that matters. The details of your fast might vary, and as with all of your virtual goddess's instructions, you will relish obeying every specific. At times during a fast, you might not be allowed to touch your cock at all. Others, you might be required to keep yourself at the edge of orgasm with solo play. Until you have your virtual goddess's permission, or she alters your instructions, you're not allowed to have an orgasm with full release. But that is your only restriction for now. Oh, my poor treasure, aching so hard to be taken and possessed by the divine source gracing your inner landscape. Take one more look at your picture of your virtual goddess. Then find yourself laying totally naked and exposed on a large, comfy bed, offering yourself to her without restraint. Although the room is softly lit with candles and colored lights, you are only aware of the twinkling through heavy eyelids, so comfortably heavy that you know without your goddess's will You cannot possibly open them. Your eyes stay shut as you hear your virtual goddess gently enter, and a thrill of excitement shoots through your body as you are overcome with anticipation. Her scent reaches you shortly after her sound, a crisp and exotic blend full of sex and mystery. A perfume that you can surrender to so easily that could enchant you in a whiff all by itself. The more you want to open your eyes, the tighter they close. The more sealed your eyelids, the more you crave the sight of your goddess. Still unable to look, you are just slightly surprised to feel a light touch on the top of your left foot. So light, you can barely tell that it's hair, brushing with crushing softness on the delicate sand, soon joined by the feel of hard and sharp fingernails scratching the arch of your right foot. A hand strokes your inner knee and down, and hair and fingernails trade places, teasing your feet, then move up over your legs. Soon you are so overtaken by the many sensations that you can no longer keep track of what you're feeling, as light and hard, soft or rough, are mixed while roaming fingers scratch or rub here and there, and you feel the taunting brush of goddess skin, creamy and pure. All you know are the ecstatic despair of each touch and the wild need to open your eyes. But the more she pushes and tantalizes you, the tighter your eyelids feel. Now that you have welcomed your virtual goddess, she will now be a permanent fixture in your personal reality, and your relationship will develop however she sees fit. Of course, she knows how important and healthy it is for you to please and obey the dominant women in your life, and I am sure she will help you go deeper and give more of yourself with every recording you listen to. I consider her an ally and a sister goddess, and I look forward to enhancing each other's power over you. The next time you hear me say goodbye, you immediately regain the ability to open your eyes and your vision and start to get to know your virtual goddess. It will be no problem to stay in a nice trance state where you can continue to interact with her very easily. You will stay in a very, very obedient trance until your virtual goddess wakes you. And until then, you will be under her control in every way. Again, as she knows everything that's important to you, everything that is right for you, you simply must obey her immediately and without question. I'm so proud of you, my good treasure, and very excited that you'll be getting such intense and constant training so I can enjoy you even more. I'm sure you're about to have a wonderful, wonderful time, and I can't wait to hear about it. Goodbye now.